that let's say if the kfura, this shaila is a little different also, but there's one shaila where you're going, like in this case was, people were at the levayas and they went to Kennedy Airport, and so therefore that already they start, you know, you could say they're, you know, even though they were osik b'kfura, not osik, you know, they didn't know kfura, but they were helping bring, as opposed to another case which is you're in Montreal and the burial's in New York and you can have no connection to it. That's another whole discussion for better, you know, not for cool or chumra, whether if you are part of the process versus you're not part of the process is also a debate. But the famous debate, I think today the minig is more, I'll tell you what the minig is today, it goes back and forth, but they say it's a machokas and the tziv and the southern or a fall of a lajin, whether someone who is not going to the kfura, whether should he wait to the, you know, because the general, let's go back a step. When does Avelus begin is at the Stimas HaGolel. You don't start Shiva until you do the burial. And, you know, Pashtis, you're an Onain until the burial. And after the burial, you're no longer an Onain, but you're an Avel. So what's the regular case is, you're an Onain, you go to the funeral, your cemetery, and then you come back an Avel. That's the classic case. That's simple. Everyone agrees to that. The shaila is, what happens if I'm not going to the... Let's say I'm out of town, or let's say I'm in town, but I'm sick. I can't leave my house. It's COVID, whatever the case may be. The bottom line, I could be in the same town, but I'm not going to the service. I'm not going to the cemetery. So do I start sitting Shiva right away? Or do I wait to the barrier? So sometimes it's only it's a 6-hour wait. Other times it could be a day or two wait, depending on when the funeral happens. So, and then the big shaila is also if you're an onain, so then you don't do mitzvahs. It's a long stretch not doing mitzvahs, perhaps. If you're an avel, you start right away. You know, avel yom rishon, you don't put on tefillin, but you do do mitzvahs. So therefore, so the tziv writes, it's no different. You don't go until the kfura. Until the kfura is you don't start counting. In fact, that was today. And well, today it's a further debate when we have Zoom. Is that considered being at the levaya? You Zoom and then maybe perhaps even if you're giving a hesped there, maybe if you're giving a eulogy on Zoom, maybe that plays a role also. But this being on Zoom because it's. The Yerushalmi, they discuss about when does Avelus begin? Because what was the case in the Gemara, whatever, the time of Chazal or later, they used to have cemeteries outside the city, and it was only that they believed the minig was the Chevra Kadisha took care of everything. So the family used to follow the Chevra Kadisha to a certain time. Maybe some family members continued on, but then many went back. So the shaila was, when do you start doing avelus? It wasn't like you have phones today. You didn't know exactly when the burial happened. So that's the discussion, whether once they came home, they started. They had to figure out when the kfura happened, a whole discussion. So the bottom line is, they didn't know exactly when the kfura happened. So, but that's why some make a distinction if you're osik and then you come back versus you weren't osik at all. So, what the case of, so Rafa Valuzhin is discussing is when you're not osik at all. Some want to say maybe you're not going, I think Rav Moshe writes, if you're, in that case, if you go, like the case I was discussing, if let's say you go to the Levayas, even if you go to, I think back then they used to have the levayas at Kennedy Airport, but I don't think today anymore that happens with security. So they had the levayas in the funeral home, and the kids, the sons who were going to Kennedy went to the airport. The son who was going home went home. So that's where Rafal Valuzhin would say you begin Shiva right away, which I think, and I think Ramosha, that's So that's a discussion. I think the minhag, you know, there's different minhagim, but I think the more accepted minhag is to start sitting shiva right away. And the person, so in this case, and the other son, he's not, you know, he lives in Israel. He's going to end shiva when you get to Israel. The shaila is if you assume the one who's not going isn't beginning shiva until the kfura, it doesn't make a difference then. But assuming in this case, so we have a halacha that halacha l'divrei hameiko ba'avelis. So in other words, it's from our Moshe Soloveitchik, that let's say, what do you do on, let's say, Shavuos is coming. Here it's not going to make a difference because this year Yontov Sheni, if you have a Yontov Sheni, is Shabbos.
Yes.
So therefore in Israel, by the way, maybe it's a topic for another discussion, is we're going to be losing the Parshios. We're breaking off next week because for us it's Yontov Sheni, so we're going to be reading in Yonei Shavuos, but Israel's going to read Parshas Naso this coming Shabbos. And I think the catch-up point is going to be Chukas Balak. We'll do a double on Chukas Balak. That's the beginning of July, and that's when we'll catch up. So that's a separate, that's a separate chair. And we know, let's say you have an American in Israel next week. Could he get an Aliyah? Because it's not his parsha, or whatever. Well, you know, and there are other shilas like that as well. We'll get into. But the bottom line is, so the case is on a yontif, not this year. Let's say someone a kover meso berego. So that's usually on Pesach and Sukkot because you have chol hamoed. In other words, if you kover meso lifnei harego, so then you do avelis. Avelis is mufk again. So as long as you start avelis for 5 minutes before yontif, so then your shiva is over. So it's not an issue. This big shaila is what happens on erev Pesach after Chatzos, on erev Shabbos or erev Shavuos or erev Sukkot. You clearly have the whole erev Sukkot or erev Shabbos to sit to begin shiva. Erev Pesach is a shaila because after Chatzos was the din of the Karban Pesach. And we brought a Karban or the din of, at least of a quasi yantav. And like, for instance, like last night, we did not say Vehi Noah because the minig is when you're not going to, when there's a yantav that week, which an Issa Malacha. The fact that it was Rosh Chodesh was Lo Ma'ale Lo Morid. That didn't play a role in Vehin. There is no Issa Malacha in Rosh Chodesh. There's a discussion of Zvan Shabbos Mikdash Kayim was there or not, but either there's definitely one not now. So therefore, we always say Vehin Noam. We didn't say Vehin Noam because Shavuos is Thursday night, Friday. So therefore, we don't say Vehin Noam. The Shaila is when Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and Erev Pesach is Friday. So the Shaila is, so do you say Vehi Noam? In other words, Shabbos is the next week, is a new week. So Friday is Erev Pesach. So the question is Erev Pesach a Yantif with an Isser Malacha? Because Erev Pesach after Chatzos, in practice or in theory, has a din of Chol Hamoed. Whatever you can't do on Chol Hamoed, you can't do, you know, whatever people are more make or whatever the case may be. So that's a debate among, I think it was a machlok, and obviously it's a machlok as previously, but in the contemporary, it's a machlok as the Ezra's Torah Luach and the art scroll sitter. Whether one would say, I forget who says in which direction, but so what's in the Kudus HaMachlokes? If Erev Pesach has a din of a Yantuf, which would not say Vihinolams. Either way, but that's only by Erev Pesach. By Erev Pesach, so even though it's a popular misnomer, but if you're sitting Shiva on Friday, you don't get up at Chatzos. You go until as far as you can. In other words, if you need an hour to get ready for Shabbos, so you stop sitting Shiva an hour before. If you need 10 minutes, you stop 10 minutes. If you need 2 hours, you know, whatever time you need, that's, but there is no, and there, but there's no halacha. On Erev Pesach after Chatzos, we get up after Chatzos. So the shaila is, so if someone dies on, if someone has a kfura on Erev Pesach, so if you get buried before Chatzos, it's not a shaila. I should say if you start sitting Shiva before Chatzos, which is if it, the burial happened, so you probably start right away, so then that's it. But what happens if you, the burial doesn't happen until the afternoon? So what? Do I say you have to wait? So the halacha is if you're Koveya Berego, you have to wait until after Yontif. So the Shai, what's considered after Yontif? So that's a machlokas. So it's a machlokas Tosis in the Or Zarua on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Is there an Isser? In other words, is there, do we have Nihuge Avelis or not? So that's a machlokas. There's one sit Shiva, you know, after Chatzos. So with Meiko, Halacha Kedivrei HaMeiko BaAvelis, we stop. Since it's a machlokas by an Avelis, so we go Lakula. By here, Lakula means not sitting Shiva. We sit and we go ahead and we sit Shiva. We stop sitting Shiva. So the shaila is, what about if the kfura happened? So do we say then you? So that's a debate according to those who say after Chatzos. So then, strictly speaking, you start sitting Shiva after Yontif. But according to the opinion that says you could sit Erev Pesach after Chatzos, so we do the kfura. So again, it's hard to say what the minig is, but I think the minig is with Meiko in both directions. That if you sit, if you're already in Shiva, you stop after Chatzos. And if you haven't begun yet, the minig is to sit Shiva, and then you get a little Shiva in, and therefore the Shiva is over. Number one, it's a Tartei Desastre. How could it be both? So anyway, it's not really a Tartei Desastre because it's two different cases. Here I'll tell you what the Tartei Desastre is. So then, so if someone is Kovra Meso, let's say you bury someone on Chol HaMoed. So when does Shiva begin? So it's a Machlokas Rishonim. When does it begin? It begins when Yontif is over. We don't have Shiva on Yontif. Because the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan, the mitzvah derabim of Simchas Yontif overrides the mitzvah derabim, the mitzvah deyachid of Avelis. Avelis is a private affair. Simcha is a public affair. So the public, so however, the question is, what about Yontif Sheni Shel Goliath? In Eretz Yisrael, it's not an issue. There is no Yontif Sheni. Unless, of course, maybe you're an American or someone and you are keeping it, but for the Ben Eretz Yisrael isn't. So the Shaila is, what about Yontif Sheni? So the Svardim, the Svardi we showed him say, the mitzvah, so what's the Shaila? Yontif Sheni is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Avelis Yom Rishon, according to the Svardim, is Daraisa. So according to Ashkenaz, Avelis Yom Rishon is d'rabbanan, so we have no Shaila. The public rabbinic mitzvah of Simchas Yontif overrides the private mitzvah of Avelis, and we don't begin the Hugi Avelis until after Yontif Sheni. But according to the Svardi Rishonim, we'll say the mitzvah derais of Avelis Yom Rishon takes precedence. So they start sitting. So they start doing. They have Avelis on Yontif Rishon. So the shaila is. So what do we? So halacha lemaisa. Yeah.
The Avelis on Yontif Rishon.
No one. Yontif Sheni. No one does Avelis on Yontif Rishon. Those Rishonim say that Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa, overrides the rabbinic mitzvah.
Yes.
Yeah, so we Ashkenaz don't follow that. So The shaila is like this. So us, B'nai Ashkenaz, so when do we begin Nihuge Aveilus? After Yantiv Sheni. However, but when do we end Aveilus? So we end Aveilus a day earlier. In other words, what we do is, we count Yantiv Sheni, Halacha L'maisa, what we do is, we count Yantiv Sheni as day one, without sitting Shiva, but we count it, and then, so therefore, whatever the amount is, so it's, we get a day less of Nihuge Aveilus. It's a Tarte de Sastre. In other words, if you take both coolers, you're not gonna have 7 days, you know, you're not gonna have, so that's what Ramosha Salavechik writes, Halacha L'divrei HaMeka B'makam Tarte de, even B'makam Tarte de Sastre. So perhaps you're also, maybe that's what they're relying on, that since there is someone staying home. So I assume if everyone went to Israel and no one sat Shiva, so then they wouldn't start Shiva until later. But if one person, since it's a Shaila, if one of the brothers starts sitting Shiva, so could the other ones go along? So I assume they're working with Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel B'makam Tarte de Sastri. So that's why the Mako. So that's why that's what they're doing. I mean, I'm sure they asked. They asked the post, and they asked Rav Schechter. I'm assuming they asked Rav Schechter in general because that was he was on the father put him as the in the you know I guess in his POA that all the halachic shailas should go to Rav Schechter. Like you know more it was more referring to I think end of life shailas, but you know and they so and there's. Rav Schechter's son, he lives in the community. So he's, you know, so I'm sure they had access through him. So they spoke to him what to do anyway. So that was his, I assume that he wasn't alone. I'm not saying that's it's a Chiddush. I'm saying that's what, I think they say Rav Moshe would hold that you would start later. But many, based on halacha, that's the halacha. I'm just coming out with the svara. I think that's what it's based on. Halacha kedivrei hameiko, even it's b'makam tarte desa, even though they themselves weren't sitting. But, you know, I guess what's pshat anyway, they weren't sitting. Like, I mean, why weren't they weren't sitting? They were sitting on the plane. Maybe there was, you know, maybe you could argue that, Shiva. You know, but either way, yeah, Jeff.
Yes, but I'm sorry, I
saw it a
long time. What is tarte desa?
Doesn't it mean stira? Yeah, tarte is two. The sastre steer is contradiction.
Yes.
When you have two things seemingly contradict one another. Like, we know Shiva is 7 days. So how could you tell them to sit 6 days? So the answer is that it's true. But, I mean, the truth is because we're just counting day one. So, we're going with all the kulas. We'll count it for day one, but we're not going to have Nihuge Avelis. So we see in general also that one could, we see there is a concept of Nihuge Aveilus, so that's a machokes, without, before the kfura. In other words, let's say in our case, not our case, but let's say someone's buried on Chol Hamoed. So everyone agrees the kfura happened. So the shaila is, but everyone agrees, you know, everyone agrees you don't begin the Shiva until after Yantav is over. So we see that Shiva isn't always connected, you know, it's not automatic Kfura and Shiva, so perhaps it could work in the other direction also, you know, that sometimes you could start Shiva, as we mentioned, you know, before the Kfura as well. So that's and that's why every case is different. Like it has to be that one person stayed. Like if no one stayed, I'm assuming they would have kept. Instead of the Shiva being over on Monday morning, it would have been Tuesday or Wednesday morning. So it's a big, in terms of, and also, because the Shilas in general, if someone, not in this case, but let's say. You're not doing a burial for a day or two. So there's a big nafkamina, hanachas tefillin. So aveilus yom rishon. So if you're in, So if you're an onain, you pater mikol hamitzvahs. You could go a couple of days, you know, without being, you know, it's probably a very strange situation for some people who do mitzvahs all the time, but not. So I know it was strange enough because when I, when my mom passed away, so, in fact, while we're on the topic, as my it was my uncle's yahrzeit yesterday, so we'll learn Vezecha Nishmas Eliezer Tzvi Ben Avraham, and as well as my aunt's yahrzeit was actually Gimel. I found out because I went to the kever when I was in, when I go to Long Island for Shabbos or for a visit, I go, my parents are buried in Long Island, so I go to the kever. So I went, I saw my, also my uncle, it was this, my mother's brother, he was single, so he spent a lot of time with us. And my father's sister was single, she lived in the same house as us in the ground floor. So I saw the date, it said Gimel Iyar. I said, oh, no one told me it was the yahrzeit. So yesterday, so when we sponsored, I sponsored Shalosh Zavot, as well as Rabbi Max Schreier as well. We sponsored Gzeicha Nishma, so to this year also. So, yes, what was I just telling you before I gave...
Sorry, I'm confused. Rabbi Max Schreier was his father, wasn't
he? Whose father?
Rabbi Max Schreier.
No, he was the person that... Well, my brother-in-law is Avi Schreier, but he has many brothers. I don't know, six or seven. Let's go. Well, he has a brother in Israel. And then he has another brother, Zev. Well, Avi. He has a bunch, and most of them they live in the five towns. So when they daven in Young Israel Woodmere, I said we are Rabbi Sheshachter. He's Rav Herschel Schachter's son. He's one of the rabbis there. So I'm just saying. So,
so that all sons of Rabbi Metzra, is that right? I'm
yeah, that's the name of the person who is Nifter.
Yes.
Yeah, he was he was a rav in Avenue N Jewish Center for 50 years. Before that, he was a rav in Bridgeport, Connecticut, I believe, and also closer to home here, he was a rav in Rochester for a couple of years. That used to be the mahalach, that before you got like a bigger pulpit in New York area, you had to go out of town and learn the ropes. Today, you know. Today, for better or for worse, you know, people don't take that route anymore. I guess if you don't have to, why would you? Unless, of course, you want to go out of town. So, but that, you know, but that used to be the, that used, that was always the mahalach that you started off. You went, I mean, obviously you learn a lot of things being out of town that you wouldn't learn on being in town. But in terms of that, yeah. So what were you saying?
No, that's a thank you.
Yeah. Oh, Zachar, you had a question? The Shaila is tomorrow's Victoria Day. So I wonder if we're on for a, I wonder if we're on tomorrow morning for a shear. That's my question.
I probably could make it.
You can or can't?
Probably could.
So all things being equal, we'll assume so our de facto position is we're on then tomorrow. You know, obviously if I call, you call, something comes up, but, you know, we'll come up for, we'll, we could have a shear.